Welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily. Today we discuss the paper CleanBase, Detecting Malicious Documents in RAG Knowledge Databases. Malicious documents are inputs placed in retrieval stores to make downstream RAG systems provide incorrect, unsafe, or exfiltrative outputs. RAG pipelines ingest external documents, index and retrieve them to augment prompts, so the paper asks how to detect those documents and how well such detectors generalize in realistic workflows.
From a research perspective, the detection problem is framed as identifying documents that intentionally induce harmful or incorrect model behavior when retrieved and used by LLMs. The authors focus on examining signals like document content, metadata, and provenance, rather than proposing a single silver bullet feature, and they position their work relative to prior defenses such as input filtering and provenance checks. Evaluation is presented conceptually by comparing detection metrics and baselines on curated threat scenarios to assess practical reliability.
On the operational side, this is immediately relevant because production RAG systems often pull from mixed source knowledge bases where a single malicious document can affect many responses. Teams deploying these systems need to consider how a detector fits into ingestion and retrieval, the expected false positive profile, and what automated or human responses should be triggered. The paper is therefore aimed at both researchers building detection techniques and practitioners responsible for securing RAG-based services.
The paper frames detection as identifying documents that, when retrieved into a prompt, intentionally induce harmful, incorrect, or exfiltrative behavior in downstream LLM responses. The authors examine a combination of signals, document content patterns, metadata and timestamps, and provenance indicators, rather than relying on a single feature type. They position their contribution relative to prior defenses like simple input filtering or provenance checks by focusing on how detectors perform specifically within RAG workflows and testing robustness across realistic threat scenarios.
So, Jamie is saying the focus is on document-level signals and empirical evaluation inside real RAG pipelines, not just theoretical filtering rules. Mark, can you take this into deployment considerations next?
A practical question is where to place the detector: at ingestion to prevent bad documents entering the index, or at retrieval time to catch risky context before prompt assembly. Each choice has different latency and coverage trade-offs. Ingestion checks reduce downstream risk, but require fast, scalable pre-processing. Retrieval time checks can be more context-aware, but add real-time latency. Many teams use a hybrid approach with asynchronous scans plus a lightweight retrieval filter to balance throughput and safety. Monitoring and alerting are critical. Log flag documents with provenance, track false positive rates, and route high-confidence flags to automated quarantine while sending lower-confidence cases to human review. Threshold tuning should be based on operational tolerance for false positives versus missed detections, and you should expect to iterate as your corpus evolves. Establish clear response playbooks so flagged documents trigger consistent actions like blocking, rollback, or escalation.
On evaluation, the paper describes conceptually comparing detectors against baselines using curated threat scenarios and mixed source stores to measure detection metrics like precision and recall, and robustness under varying retrieval contexts. The authors emphasize testing generalization to unseen manipulations and adversarial variants rather than only in-distribution performance. Baselines include straightforward provenance checks and simple content filters to show where combined detectors add value.
To summarize, Jamie, they test detectors across curated attacks and mixed stores using standard detection metrics and baselines to probe generalization. Mark, from an operator view, how should teams treat those reported numbers?
Treat reported metrics as indicative, not definitive. They reflect the evaluated scenarios and assumptions about the threat model and dataset coverage. In production, pilot the detector on a representative subset of your corpus, measure false positives in context, and validate that detection improves downstream response quality. Also plan for continuous evaluation and feedback loops so thresholds and models adapt to new attack patterns. Regarding concrete responses, automated quarantine and removal are appropriate for high-confidence detections, while human review is necessary for borderline cases or high-value documents. maintain audit trails, and the ability to restore documents if a detection proves incorrect to avoid operational disruption, and integrate alerts into existing incident workflows so security and product teams can act quickly.
Important limitations to probe when adopting this work include the clarity of the threat model, what attacker capabilities were assumed, and whether the datasets used cover the kinds of manipulations you expect. Generalization to novel adversarial techniques is an open concern. The paper evaluates some robustness, but no detector is invulnerable to adaptive attackers. Continuous adversarial testing and maintaining diverse training and validation corpora are necessary to close gaps.
Operationally, the right interpretation is that a detector is one layer in defense in depth. It reduces risk, but does not eliminate it. Prioritize a sandboxed pilot, instrumenting metrics like false positive impact and retrieval latency, and include rollback and human-in-the-loop paths. If the pilot succeeds, roll the detector into broader monitoring with staged thresholds and routine adversarial validation.
Good. The takeaway is pragmatic. Evaluate the detector in a sandboxed, representative setting. Tune thresholds based on real false positive costs and integrate it as part of layered defenses. I'll hand back to the rest of the episode team to cover closing thoughts and next steps.
If you want to adopt the paper's ideas, start with a short sandboxed pilot using a representative slice of your knowledge base and simulated threat examples. Instrument ingestion and retrieval paths to measure false positives, latency, and downstream impact on responses, and define clear thresholds tied to operational actions. Prepare playbooks for quarantine, human review, and safe rollback before wide rollout.
From a research standpoint, validate the detector against the paper's threat model and seek coverage for the manipulations you expect in your environment. Run generalization and adversarial tests rather than relying solely on in-distribution metrics. And compare against simple provenance and content filter baselines to understand incremental value.
Operationally, integrate the detector into your CI and monitoring pipelines, track model and data drift, and plan regular adversarial validation cycles. Use staged rollouts with conservative thresholds, maintain audit trails for flagged documents, and ensure human-in-the-loop review for high-value or ambiguous cases.
In short, pilot the detector in a sandbox, measure real false positive and latency costs, tune thresholds with playbooks, and keep it as one layer in a defense-in-depth strategy. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Arxiv LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.